A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, number 9. It does not lie within our power to decide whether or not the passions are going to harass and attack the soul. But it does lie within our power to prevent impassionate thoughts from lingering within us and arousing the passions to action. The first of these conditions is not sinful, inasmuch as it is outside our control. Where the second is concerned, if we fight against the passions and overcome them, we are rewarded, but we shall be punished if, because of laziness and cowardice, we let them overcome us. St. Theodoros the Great distinguishes the spiritual motives that we face every single day. It speaks of a flare-up of passions over which we have no control. It comes unexpectedly, mostly as a reaction to a stimulus from the outside world. A simple example can be an outburst of anger in a situation where we are confronted with some injustice or malice. This outburst of anger is a sign that we have not yet removed passion of anger from our hearts, but its expression was not born of our will. Therefore, it cannot be considered a sin. It only becomes a sin when we submit to it and allow it to manifest itself in our actions. On the other hand, if we stand up to the sin and control ourselves, St. Theodoros says that it will be our victory for which we will be rewarded. But at the same time, St. Theodoros strictly judges the state when we play with bad thoughts, when we allow them to nestle in our minds and evoke various ideas and fantasies. Very often this leads to an awakening of passions, and for this state we already bear full responsibility because it is in our power to guard against the thoughts that lead to the attack of passions. That is why the Holy Fathers so often remind vigilance and guarding of thoughts as an effective ascetic exercise. For sure, like everything else, this exercise is associated with a lot of effort at the beginning, but it gradually bears fruit in the form of a quick discrimination of thoughts and prompt rejection of bad ones. This leads not only to protection from many sins, but mainly to the rapid growth of many virtues. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.